love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is July 13th, 2011. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. Tonight we have a great show for you. Our guest is Mr. Orville Simpson out of Detroit. He was convicted several years ago under the 650 drug law on a first offense and was sentenced to life in prison. He is now out after 18 years, and we'd like to welcome him home, and tonight he'll tell his story. Let me welcome Boyd to the show.
I would like to say we thank all our guests for tuning in every Wednesday night, and I really thank my homeboy Orville, you know, who God's done blessed to come out here and start doing good things right off the top. So I definitely want to pay homage to him on that. But without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over to Mr. Simpson, and he's going to formally introduce himself, and we'll get right into the program.
Okay. My name is Orville Simpson. I was convicted in 1992 of possession with intent to deliver over 650 grams of cocaine. I served over 18 years. I came home March 17th, and ever since, a week later, I had me a job driving a truck for the Salvation Army. Now I'm a supervisor working out in the Pontiac Glenwood warehouse.
Awesome. About
this drug case, it happened so long ago, I really don't like to talk about it because it's the past, but I guess I can share with the youth that when they say the streets don't love you back, that's the truth. Really, they really don't. Rob?
My man. All right, Bill. We just, you know, we just want to take it back a little taste, Bill, you know, for the people who don't know anything about you. I would like for you to take it back to your childhood, you know, on how you got off into that life and what led up to you going to prison for them 18 years, you know. But I want you to go back and tell the youth on how it was for us growing up as kids.
Well, that's all we seen when we was kids. We wanted to be like the big dope man. I ended up selling drugs for one of them at the age of 13. Moved up the ranks. I guess the rest of the story is history when it comes to how much drugs I ended up with. But by the age 16, I was sitting in houses selling crack. 17, 18, 19, 20.
Rob, you got to help me out here, man.
I know the scope, you know.
You know, I don't like I said, I really don't like discussing that stuff because it's depressing to me now. Because I see so many of you still trying to deal that life, and when you try to talk to them, they really don't try to listen.
Right. Could you just explain to the listeners what it was like growing up in Detroit back at that time? Because we know it was a crazy, crazy period.
To me, it's a lot worse now. Coming up in those times, we didn't have all the stuff that they got today, like all this new computerized stuff, you know. But all we had was each other, and all we did was ran the streets and we got money. We fell in love, we got addicted to the money, and that's something a lot of people never talk about, how the money is also an addiction.
Definitely.
You know,
right. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's not always drugs that's the addiction. sometimes we get addicted to the money and the life, you know?
Right.
And I just want to let people know that, you know, me and Orville, we grew up from kids together. And when he say he used to be sitting in the houses with, you know, the bars on the doors and the windows, you know, that's all real life. You feel me? I used to go over there and see him almost every day. You know, his place was three
KFC, we go eat and take me right back.
Right. I take him to go get something. He take him right back over to the spot where it ran 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? So you can get whatever 24 hours. And thing now, like he said, now it's all computerized stuff and this and that. And we had, even though we was wild, we had a little more discipline than these cats out here now that's calling themselves that guy, you know, which is all wrong, you know. So you can just elaborate on it a little bit more, Bill.
Well, the way I'm looking at this, and when since I done came home, it's all a joke now. You know, you sit back and you watch everybody. They got their nice cars, but how long does it last? There's no longevity in it. You have no insurance plans. You just, not a day I got an insurance plan. I'm working. That's all you can do is get you a job and work. You at least that way, you know, you got a check coming in every week. You know, when you want to sit around and sell drugs, you don't know when the next sale gonna come from. At least at the end of the week, you don't know where the next, not just the next sale, but where the next package gonna come from, because of droughts and things of that nature, or where the next guy gonna come and try to take your life just for the little stuff that you have. You know, I didn't discuss how I got shot 9 times.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like I don't really like talking about that stuff because it's so depressing. But, I mean, if it helped any of the youth, I'm willing to discuss it.
Right.
Anybody out there, Fox ain't worth the chase.
Right. And I was going to get into that too, Bill, you know, because I remember when that had jumped off, man, you know. And, you know, we was all heated on that tip, man. You know, can you just elaborate on just a taste to the youth so what led up to you getting shot the 9 times, you know, and it almost cost you your life in the game?
Well, that came because of all the money I was getting. They thought it'd be better to stick me up for it instead of buying what I was selling. I got set up and got shot up.
Right, so you know, right there, you know, Orville is letting you youth know off the top, you know, only because you selling drugs and making all kind of crazy money and this and that and the other, you know. You always got that lurker, you know, and what we call a lurker. You always got that jack boy. You always got that cat that want to stick you up. He don't want to work and hustle for his. He want to see you hustle all day and come grab yours, you know. So you got them cats sitting around all day long like that, you know. So it ain't like it was in our era. That's been going on for centuries to come, you know. So we just thanking God that Orville made it through that, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time that he made it through that, you know, he still hadn't learned that the streets didn't love him back, because as soon as he got back right, he was still getting money. So
I went right back to the street.
He went right back to
like
the street.
I thought I was Superman then. That didn't change me, so he had to, when I say he, I mean God. God had to take me out of that environment totally.
Right. Because as soon as you got well, I was right back over there picking you up again, taking you to get something to eat, taking you right back over to your spot, you know, after you got healed up a little taste. And then after we sat down shop at night, me and Orville used to go over to the club at nighttime. We was east side boys, but we had places on the west side. We would go over there and kick it all night long, then come back east, you know. So it was
right.
A hell of a thing growing up in that era, because a lot of cats that we had grew up with, you know, everybody started shooting and killing each other and a lot of different robberies and different things because the money got so heavy, you know. And your homeboy who you grew up with be the main one knocking at the door. So we just want to elaborate on when you got caught up, Bill, you know, and got sentenced to them 18 years.
Well, that's when I thought I was slick. I could put drugs in the house. That's one thing we always think we can do. We start getting stupid. I had got caught with 2 kilos in my own home. You know? And
you
ran up in there at 9:30 at night, took me up out of there.
Right, and you already knew from when we came up as kids, that was forbidden for us to have.
Never have nothing in your house.
That was
never
the golden rule
in your house.
Well.
It was a condo
right.
rule.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it, like you said, you got lazy. You know what I mean? You got lackadaisia, and that cost you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So at the time you had got caught up, Bill, can you explain to the people that the situation you was going through that led up to how the people knew drugs was in your home?
Well, I got told on. That was simple. I wasn't even selling nothing out of that house. I thought it would be safe to sit it there because there was never nothing being sold out of there. But instead, I guess the people had other plans, meaning the people in the streets. You don't have no friends in that life. You think you got friends in the street life, but everybody out for one thing, and that's currency. Money ain't never been nobody's friend.
Right.
It goes to whoever wants it.
That's the bottom line. So how did you feel, Bill? You know what I mean? And this is something I want all the youth and the people that's listening to the broadcast tonight to pay close attention. How did you feel when you got convicted up under that 650 law and you and me both knew that that was natural life in the city of Detroit? How did your mind click when they said life?
At that time, let me rephrase you on that one. At that time, I never knew you could get a life sentence for drugs. I knew that you can get in trouble, but I ain't know nothing about a life sentence. You know, I kept seeing guys coming and going. You know, I always thought, well, if they catch me, I'll be able to get right back out, so I'm straight. I never thought I would end up serving 20 years. I lost my mother in those years. You know what I mean?
Right, you know, and I definitely want to you know, since you touched up on that, man, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to Miss Simpson. You know, she was like a mother to me as well. You know what I mean? I ate at Orville table, and he ate at my mother's table growing up as kids in Detroit. You know, we was all running the street at young kids, young age out there in their lifestyle. And at the time of his mother's passing, Orville's mother passed just before he came home this year in May. And he was not allowed to attend the funeral. So we definitely
that really hurt. I didn't mean to cut you off, Rob, but that in itself, even losing her was to rip your heart out. But to be able to not be able to go, it was devastating. I couldn't even believe that I couldn't go. Unfortunately, I had seen her 2 weeks before her passing. I just held on to a seeing again, you know.
Right. And when little
See, that's the part me. That's the part of the life nobody ever talks about, though. How when you go in, you got infants, and when you get out, they're mothers and fathers themselves, you know. That's
right,
the part that
right.
people don't ever talk about. That's why we say the streets don't love you back. You know.
Definitely,
that's
man.
The part
Black
people never pay attention to how you miss your children, you know. If you ain't got no good girl, well, your girl is good when you go in for a year or two. Until she find the next guy, then your kid calling them daddy.
Right.
It's just a broad range where we could just go with this, but I'm just getting off work, Rob, man. I really don't, you know.
Right, you know, I already know, man, you know, but we definitely just wanted to, you know, have you on the show, man, for a brief time, you know what I mean, to enlighten these kids out here, man, because that was Orville's first ever offense that he had caught.
Yes, it was.
You know, Orville had been out in the lifestyle since we was teenagers, you know what I'm saying, young kids in that game, and that was his first drug offense, and he got a life sentence. So he just letting kids know that, you know, he thought it was like, okay, I got this money, I'm going to get right on back out, even though I get caught with these two bricks, you know? But in Detroit at that time, you know, they had that 650
life sentence.
Right. Anything over 650 grand.
Life sentence.
Right. That's mandatory. You know, that's for all the people who don't know, that 650 is a little over half a bird. You know what I mean? Half a bird is just 500 grams. The whole bird is 1,000. But Orville, you know, had a little over that 650, and that was a natural life sentence. You know, they didn't care if he got Johnny Cochran to be his lawyer, you know? The bottom line, it's an all-day sentence, mandatory when you got caught with that brick, you know? And that
That's
was two
right.
of them. So what advice
and
is, bro,
they mean what they here? Say. The number one thing I want the kids to know out there is this. When they say you're going to get 20 years, they mean you're going to get 20 years. You know, when you try to sit back and you act as if, oh, man, they ain't going to do that to me, that's what we all say. So the number one thing I need everybody out there to hear is, the streets don't love you back, man. Let it go. Fox ain't worth the chase. You get,
and that's the bottom line.
You get a short run of satisfaction for a lifetime of misery. You hear what I'm saying?
You know, can you tell the viewers, Ville, when you first went in the gate, man, and you had to look at that long stretch where you felt you was never getting out that cage when you went in. Can you tell the viewers, you know what I mean, what kind of hope and prayers that you have to go through in order to keep yourself uplifted in that cage?
I can't even speak on that, Rob. It's unbelievable, man. To go in there with a life sentence and just to walk in there and see all them birds flying up, you know how Jackson was.
Yeah,
you know that. Had never been in there before. I was scared to death, man. Yeah, super hard.
Right.
When they're scared to death. You know?
Right. And you know, you didn't have no out day. This is you right here. We giving you all day. You go on in there and have a seat, Mr. Simpson, because that's where your house is going to be.
Thank God they stopped doing that, but when I went in, they was giving us used underwear.
Wow. Do you hear that, people? Do you hear that, people? Say that for me, Bill.
You know, when I went in, they was giving us used underwear, used undergarments, you know. Thanks to a court ruling that they changed all that now, but, man, I'm just happy to be home. I'm happy to have.
We're happy you're home, too. When did they change the law back, and how were you able to get out?
Well, they changed it in 98, but it didn't really go into effect until, like, 2003.
So you didn't – when did you know that you would be able to get out? Just at the very end?
I knew once they changed the law that I had a chance. So I did everything in my power while inside to educate myself. You know, I went to college. I took every if they had any type of trade program, I took it. I got my certifications in it. I mean, I worked constantly. I just tried to keep myself busy so I wouldn't be. That's why I got right out in the second week. I got a job and started working because I'm so used to working. But I know other guys, they're not like that though.
Right. I wanted you to let everybody know out there, too, that it can be done. It's a matter of what you want.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, it can be done. And I mean, it's all up to the individual. You know, I mean, most of the people out here, they talk good, but they don't act upon it.
Right.
They don't want nothing. most of them smoke or drink or, you know, do that stuff. I don't do none of that. I drink water all day. If you want to sit around and smoke all day, you know you're not going to get up that couch.
That's right.
You know? I'm waiting to see both of y'all, though. I can't wait to see y'all.
Oh, ain't no doubt, man. You know, matter of fact, man, you know, I told you, me and the missus went to California over the weekend to our sister's ranch. But along the way, you know, we stopped and seen CJ, too, you know. So
yeah.
He told me to tell you what's up, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I
He still looks the same.
He still looks the same, man. Only thing is he just ain't got older in age, you know what I mean, after his 18-bit, you know?
Yeah, well, let me make y'all laugh. 47 years old, right?
Right.
I'm walking around here and they saying, hey, man, you looking like you stepped out of a time warp. You know, because I look so clean. You know, it's like I haven't aged. But
right.
I didn't want to have to go to prison for that to happen.
Amen. You feel me?
You know?
But God bless you to come through that, man. You feel me? And that's a blessing within itself, man. And like I say, you know, me and the missus can't wait to see you either, man. But we got a couple callers right here I'm going to put on Bill that would like to ask you a couple of questions. And we have last four digits, 1337. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hey, Brother Boyd, this is Brian Gambino.
Hey, Brother Gambino, how you feel, man? We appreciate you calling in, you know?
Yes, I'm doing good. I just want to thank you guys, and Brother Bill, congratulations on your life changing.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, that's beautiful, man. Yeah, you know, anything you would like to ask him, Brian, you know, old Bill, he just come off 18-year sentence. And came straight out, got him a job, and doing all right. You know, people out here been out here before he even hit the street, and stomach ain't no work. So you got
right.
Something to ask him?
Yeah, I'm just saying keep your head up, continue through the right path. Congratulations on getting out. I kind of know the feeling, you know. After the lifestyle I lived in organized crime for many times and felony with charges on my record, you know, the only job that I could manage to get by with for almost 8 years was a McDonald's job. But, you know, and that's kind of hard being grown up in Brooklyn, New York, always being around money, and then you land McDonald's. It's like, really? Come on. But
wait, Brian?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm going to give you one to take with you, man. The Salvation Army is like
right.
Walmart today. They hire
oh, yeah.
everybody.
Oh, yeah.
They have a program for ex-felons that if you really want to be a part of it, the only thing you have to do is just go and fill out the application and don't exclude the fact that you are a convicted felon. Put it on there.
Right.
You
right.
get a call faster than the guys does not.
Right. So, yeah, I just want to say congratulations. Welcome home. So.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
My man, we appreciate that, Mr. Gambino. So you just hold on the line for a minute, and we're going to go to 9936.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Phil.
Yo, how you doing tonight, Mr. Rob?
I'm chilling, man. You know, we got my man Orville on the line tonight telling his testimony. Would you like to ask him something after 18 years?
Mr. Orville, how you doing
yeah.
tonight?
Great. I'm doing great.
You probably don't know much about me, man, but I've been listening to your story tonight, and I'm very touched. But I felt something
hey,
a little deep in your heart.
Come again?
Hello? Yo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to your story tonight. You forgot to mention about when you were in prison and when you worked the kitchen, where it says right on the box, not meant for human consumption.
Oh,
another thing. Huh, how you live it. But I listened to something a little deeper to you, bro.
You say I forgot to mention how... Oh, you talking about the food we were eating?
Yeah, do you remember on the box how it says not meant for human consumption?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been on a lot of stuff, but
what
can you do when you're hungry?
Exactly. That's our system.
Not for retail sale. I mean, we went through that one on a regular basis. Not for retail sale. I mean, I worked in the kitchen for almost 10 years as a cook.
Simone, that's what I'm trying to say is that to tell the youth that's where you're headed. But I heard a little something deep in your story, man. You sound like a good guy. You sound like a good guy. Tell me about when you was 10 years old. What was you doing, bud?
I don't remember. I wasn't selling no drugs then.
Oh hell no! You probably playing Tonka trucks.
Yeah, right. Probably so.
Already, you feel me? We just be loving the show.
What I'm getting at is you don't know me, but I'm a soldier. I'm mafia.
Hey, cuz.
And I stand strong on that. I was a stone cold killer for many of my terms of my life. And I bit and did the bullet. You got shot 9, I got shot 3. I'm a few short of you, but I wasn't in the collecting lady.
Right. Hey, God is good, man. I love when that good conversation come on there.
But
you
I'm going to tell you, though, I feel you. And I hear you, but you got a good heart. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God knows your heart. You didn't start out like this, and neither did I. But you started there, and you made a choice at one time in your life, for whatever reason. The bunny, the numbers weren't making sense as you was growing up. Something put it there, but it sounds to me, Like you, like me, you had a good mama and you had a good family. Something intrigued you to go where you went. What was that?
Peer pressure. When I look down the street, when I look at our corner, we see guys on the corner selling drugs. That I wanted to be one of them. I didn't really care about what my mother or father or nobody was saying. I said, man, I like them shoes you got on. I want them. My mom was like, boy, you ain't getting none of them. I said, oh, I'm going to get them.
I always wanted to be a gangster.
That's it. That sums it up in short.
And you said a little earlier, but you don't know, and it goes so fast, but everybody around you, whether they're involved or not, is a gangster too.
Well,
all penalties on you is penalties on them.
They were all business associates. Nobody was never really your friend.
Ever.
Because everything always involved around what? Money. Man, you could be the best of friends, but when you mess my money up, I wanted to do something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. And you had the balls take care of business.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I push and they push back.
Right. It's like push and pull game, you know? So, hey, we definitely going to keep it moving. And you hold tight, Mr. Phil, and we're going to go to the next caller, and you just stay on the line for a minute.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. You there, caller? Oh, they just listening then, the caller.
What's wrong, Rob?
6574, hold on.
It don't matter, she won't both let that happen.
Hey, what's up, little bro?
What up, though, Rob?
I'm chilling, man. We got my main man, Orville, on the line, man. Would you like to ask him a question tonight?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So what's up, man? How did this, what's going on, Mr. Gambino?
Hey, how's it going?
I heard about that. You seen your stretchy, dude. You know, how was it? It was hard, real hard. I just did 17 myself, you know, but I can imagine, you know, going through what you went through, you know, it was difficult. Like you said, it was real hard, you know what I'm saying? And
What did you do in your 17? I mean, how did you come across yours?
Well, how I came across mine was, you know, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but it wasn't me that actually committed the crime, but I got caught up because I couldn't say I was somewhere else. And I went in at an early age, you know what I'm saying? And when I went in there, the hardest part was trying to adapt to, you know, another type of society, you know, because it was really difficult trying to, you know, adjust to what was going on around.
How was your transition when you got out?
When I got out, you know, for the most part, you know, I had open mind. So I told myself, you know, no matter what, I'm going to take the positive and I'm not going to bring the prison life to the streets. So therefore, you know, I said, I kept a solid foundation.
I mean, the question I'm trying to get to now is, are you working now?
I'm not working now, but I'm in the process of it. I'll be doing temp service jobs off and on, you know what I'm saying, here and there periodically. But most of my time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you like I told the Gambino. Mr. Gambino, it's good to try the Salvation Army, man. I mean, it's not, they don't pay you a whole lot of money, but they work with convicted felons. You know, you don't have to exclude the fact that you are a convicted felon.
Right, and see, right now I'm going through, like, Michigan Works and, you know, things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, because they got, like, it's the first program. You know what it's
well, I've been home now, man, for like almost 2.5 months. And
okay.
I started working the second week. I was driving trucks for the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Now I'm a supervisor at a warehouse. So, I mean, they can really use the help, man. It's not like you're doing volunteer work. They're going to pay you a check, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to just say this right here. Hey, Sydney.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to introduce you properly, man, you know, to everybody on the line. That's my little brother, Sydney Orville, you know. That's my brother.
Oh, is that right?
You know? Yeah, that's
right.
My
you
little
right,
brother.
Sydney?
Yeah, that's one of my little brothers. That's the one I was telling you about who just come home after 17 years. And, I got to see him when I come up to Detroit. Yeah, he live in Detroit, too. I want you to hook up with my little brother. That's my brother from my father. You know, I got five.
Well, we'll talk about that after the show, right?
Okay,
I mean,
yeah,
call
yeah, we got to hook up, but I got my other brother and my sister right here, too. They want to have a word.
Yeah,
my
let
man.
Him come on.
Look,
how you doing?
Hey, what's up,
sis? I'm all right. I'm Sid, Sydney, and Corey, sister.
Okay, how you been? How have you been? I feel like you like my family too.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm great. I'm great.
I'm Sid, Corey's sister.
Uh-huh.
And Rob's sister too?
Yeah.
And it's just you want to talk to me, you know, see how you...
Right. Hey, so...
I didn't hear nothing, Rob. What did they say?
Man,
how you
gonna... Yeah, we're going to keep it moving right quick. And we're going to... Y'all just hold on, look, bro. And we're going to go to this next call. We'll be right back at you. And we're going to go to... Caller, you on the air. Would you like to say something tonight? I think that caller just listening for tonight. So what we're gonna do right now, Bill, we just gonna go to a commercial and come right back with you. You hold tight for a few seconds and we'll go to the commercial and be right back.
All right, bro.
The money. The rise to power. Violence. Gangs.
Yeah, I guess
drugs.
Yeah.
Death, self-destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, IndieBound.org and Borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I was going to say the Keep It Real show because we got a TV show called Keep It Real show. But anyway, we back live, living in color with my man Orville. And just want to say, Bill, give these youths some advice, you know what I'm saying, at what's happening. And anybody that would like a job, ex-felons is coming home, get that information out too as well.
Well, all they got to do is contact Salvation Army. That was the same thing I did when I got out, man. I contacted Salvation Army. I went and filled out the application. And to my surprise, they was more than willing to hire me as a driver.
And correct?
You had to have a valid driver's license and a valid chauffeur's license, at least. Now, that's here in Michigan, though.
Okay, is that just only in Michigan or everywhere?
That's everywhere. That means they hire drivers all over the place.
Okay,
and
my man.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of trying to go elsewhere and transfer elsewhere after I've been home long enough. I'm thinking of transferring elsewhere.
Right, there are a lot of trucking companies that will hire ex-felons as well. Did you hear that, Orville?
What? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's a lot of trucking companies out there as well that will hire ex-felons to drive trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's
yes.
Pretty good, I think. Maybe depending on where you drive to, I don't know.
Yeah. A whole lot of them.
Right. So, Orville, tell us a little bit about growing up. You had, just tell us a little bit about your family life.
Well, I had a good family life. My mother, well, I was raised by a single mother. She.
Uh-oh. You there?
I'm sorry. I was on another phone. I'm sorry. I had a good. One second, please.
I'm on the radio. I'm having the energy.
Okay, hold. Okay, I'm sorry. It's Rob.
Yeah, I'm right here, Bill.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm at the house now. It was the house phone.
Okay,
but
man, you know.
My whole thing is I had a good upbringing. My father wasn't there, but my mother did great with us. I just wanted more than she had to offer us. I was greedy.
My man, you know,
I just wanted more, you know. I just wanted more for us all, though. It wasn't just for me. I wanted more. I always told my mother, "You're gonna ride in limos," you know. And once this case happened, it wasn't about the limos and none of that. It's that this case crushed my mother. What a lot of people don't know when they catch cases, it don't just affect them, it affects their whole family. You know.
And that's
whose
real
mother,
tough.
Whose mother want to see them incarcerated? You know? Whose mother would like to see them locked behind bars for almost 20 years?
Yeah, that's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
When you think you're being a help, actually you're just being a bigger problem when you're selling drugs, thinking you're taking care of home. Now I know that sounds funny because a lot of times we don't have something to replace what they're doing. I see a lot of them get out there to help home. And I thought that's what I was doing because I didn't think what my mother was doing was enough. But actually what she doing was enough.
Yeah, but you're still working for somebody.
Right. That's true.
But what she was doing was enough for us. What she was doing was enough for the family. I just wanted more for us.
Right.
You know? Turned out that I became a bigger bill than anything, any bill in her house.
Right. That's why
everybody
kids
in that house became a
come
debt.
Again?
Everybody in that house became a debt.
Right, but you become the biggest debt because you're no longer in the house.
All that's brought upon you.
Right, but you know what you do when you become when you get to prison. You call and you just keep calling, even when you know you shouldn't call. You call anyway. That's another deal.
That
right.
is
instead of writing, you want to hear their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You burn your mama name up, you burn up your girlfriend name, you burn up your kid's name if you have to, but you're going to keep calling home. I hear you, bud.
It's a sad, sad ending when it's all done.
Right, right.
You know? I hear conviction in you like no business. You're a stand-up man.
Yeah, I lost my mother, man. She was the biggest part of my life.
Salud.
She always said, I want to see you on the street again. That's my reason for pressing so hard to do right now, today.
Well, you know what? You're an answer to your mama's last amen.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. I just hope somebody out there is listening and that it would turn them from what they're trying to do.
Well, then you got to speak to them kids. You got to tell them kids direct. Don't cut no pain about it. You tell them kids correct right now because you lived it, you done it, you survived it, and you tell them right now there ain't no other way. The streets don't love you back.
No other way. No other way. I mean,
salute to you, brother.
It's hard for me to sit here and tell y'all this without giving you something to replace it, but the Salvation Army is hiring, and it's just not for felons.
You know what? So is Christ. He's hiring, too, and tears are a language God understands because he knows your heart.
Exactly. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Right. We need to let kids know that they need to stay in school, and as young as first grade, second grade, third grade, you know, all the way up, they need to get that education. We need to instill in them the values and the morals of honest hard work, and that makes it worth it. That makes, you know, that makes your mom happy. That makes your mom proud to say, my son graduated, my son got a job. My son is making an honest living. My son is taking care of me, you know, and he goes to work, and he, you know, and he's doing the right thing. And that, you know, can make mom more proud than anything.
Right, right.
You know. Unfortunately, life is hindsight is 20/20.
Right.
Unfortunately, soldiers like us and guys like you have to go for whatever God has in store. He had a plan for you, so don't give up on that. He had a plan. He had today that you would be here where you're at, because
right.
you're a testimony. And in Revelation, to tell you, you're a walking testimony. And you are about to change lives in many, many, many people. But the simple thing is, there's nothing wrong with being a good guy. Nothing wrong with that. And I think society has beat us up on that a lot, and we've been misguided. But there's nothing wrong with being good. Nothing wrong with that at all. You're living proof. You're walking today because the good Lord said today Ova had a place to be. And it's here.
Right.
For whatever you had to go through, soldier, for whatever you had to go through and endure, he had a plan for you. And it's today. And I salute you, bud. I salute you with
Thanks,
all my heart.
Man. Thank you. I'm trying. Trying my best. Yeah.
You
know,
you're living it, and you're doing it, and you're walking it. Continue.
Right. I just want to say, you know, that God has been good, you know what I mean? Because I've seen where Orville came from. We came from the same place, same way, you know? And I'm always been proud of him. You know, we all made a lot of bad decisions coming up as kids and different things, you know. But at the same time.
You know what, Mr. Rob?
Yeah.
You know what the wonderful thing about you just said is we was all kids at one time. We was all little babies. We was all little ones. And we was all innocent.
Right.
Now, whatever brought us to be here today, that's your story. But back in the day, we was all kids. And try to find that. Try to find the little boy in you.
You also got to remember that when you became a man, put away those childish things.
Amen.
Salute.
You got to start really thinking about what it was best for you and your family. And it's not selling no drugs. I just had to put that out there.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Glad to know you. Glad to meet you on this show.
Glad to meet you too, man. This is not going to be the last time we talk. I'm gonna keep calling the show. I'll keep trying to stay in tune with what's going on. And Rob, know I'm a busy guy though. I mean,
ain't no doubt.
Hey,
I'm banking on it.
He hit the ground running. When he got out of prison, he hit the ground running. You feel me? To make a difference, man. And like I said, you know, we in our 40s now, and just to talk to you on the phone now, and I ain't got to, you know, wait for you to call me, you know what I mean, every month, every couple weeks.
Hey,
cell phone.
Ain't got to pay.
Why?
I tell you what, dog. If you're going through hell, don't stop, baby. Keep running.
Amen. That's right.
You know, yeah, so God has been good, man. You know, he's done
go
blessed.
Go through it. Don't stop in it.
Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop, baby.
No doubt, you know. So we would just like to say, Bill, you know, any things you would like to say, you know, to anyone else on the line while we talking, you know, we got like about 15 more minutes with you online, you know, because I know you got to get some rest for in the morning and get up and go to work, you know.
Yeah,
we got 15 more minutes.
Well, actually, I'm trying to find me somewhere to eat. I just jumped back in the car. I'm hungry right now, Rob.
My man. Hey, Bill. Now I got to ask you, man. Don't it feel good, man? When you can jump, like you can jump in your ride and go get you something to eat, man. Just that little small thing is good to you. Am I right?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. I didn't tell you. I just went and I'm just gonna cut me some wheels, man. I mean, I went to the auction and bought a piece of a car just to get back and forth to work.
So, hey, I bet not hear nothing else from these people who've been out here on dry land talking about ain't no jobs and I can't do this. Bet not nobody come up to me and tell me that, man, because I look at them like they're 14 years old. They go my homeboy.
Hey,
at the 18 years, and he come home getting some wheels, he get him a gig at the Salvation Army, and you talking about ain't no gigs? Come on,
I
man.
I ain't even been home 3 months yet.
You know what, Mr. Orville, from one soldier to another, may God be with you and open doors and grant you all that you missed out in life, and may you be a blessing to many upcoming wannabe, should have been, forget about, and all those that are missing at home. You be that man, that an ambassador. To represent him, man, for all you've been through. I salute you, bud.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to do the best I can to keep things on a positive note.
You got
my
support.
No. Hey, I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it.
My man.
Do it.
We got one more caller for you, Bill, right now. We're going to go to the last four digits of 7414. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hey, Rob. This is Romy. How you doing, man?
Oh, what's up, Romy? Boom!
Yeah, I told you.
I just been listening, man. That's good. I'm glad to hear your voice, man. So that's my homeboy Orville, man. That just got out at 18 years, man, behind the gates, man. And you know, would you like that for the section of the night, Rome?
Yeah. Now, your guy, is he in the area or is he out of state?
He's in Detroit where we grew up at.
Oh, okay, okay, because I'm going to have him come by and holler at me. What's
my man.
Fact? I'm kind of coming in late. What's your topic tonight? What are you guys talking about?
We were just talking tonight about Orville's life, you know, what led him to prison and, you know, how he's doing since he got out. He's been home 2.5 months now, and I got him a job, got him a car. And he's doing great. You know, you can speak to him. He's on the line. You can speak to him yourself.
Well, hey, man, how you doing? Good to hear you. Good to hear you. You got the thing
thank
going
you,
right
thank
now.
It's good to be home.
Yeah, Rob got my number, man. If you ever want to chat, I'm over here in Arizona, and I holler at a lot of people. Rob got my number. So if you ever want to chat, get my number from him.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'll be more than happy to sit down and talk to you, man.
All right, all right.
Yeah, cool.
Romy's the man in the neighborhood that cooks all the barbecue. He's Romy Barbecue, baby. You know what I mean? He cooks the barbecue like down in the hood, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He got a barbecue stand not too far from the house. So I goes up there and kick it with Romy on Thursday and Friday, you know?
In the AV? What part? What part?
We out in Maricopa.
We're in Maricopa.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, if you ever come up out this way and holler at Rob, he'll bring you by. Just come on and holler at me. It'd be good to meet you, man.
Yeah, it'd be great, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, we appreciate you calling in, Ron.
I'm going to check on out, Rob, but next time I'm going to get in on a little bit early. Maybe one of these days I might can call him there and sit with you.
Okay, that sounds good, man. You know,
all right,
boy, you have a good night. And I appreciate you coming in on the show, man, even though you couldn't get through the line, you know, because you've been crying.
All right. Well,
I'll see you tomorrow or Friday.
All right, bye.
Okay. Yeah, that's my man, Romy the Barbecue Man, you know. So, you got any last words, you know? You got like 5 minutes. Any last words you'd like to give anybody?
No,
Rob,
I'm good, man. I'm going to go through this line. I was just waiting to go through the line to order the food. I pulled over to the side, but
thanks
for allowing
tonight,
me
baby.
To, you know, tell some of my story. I probably could have did a little better, man, but
you did great, man.
I know you pre warned me about the show, but I've been busy, man.
I am the supervisor now. I forgot to tell you, I am the supervisor. I'm running the show. Hey, anything goes on the show tonight. You know, after 18 years, man, we let you do you, even if you talk while you was eating the line. You feel me? Hey, you're glad to be home. You feel me?
That's right.
You can drive and get some Coney Island or some food. You dig? So we appreciate that, man. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. And I'm just loving it. I'm glad you're home. And like I say, may God continue to open up doors for you and bless you, man, and all that you set out to accomplish, you know. And he's already been doing that, you know, with the job. And you got you some wheels now to get back and forth to the gig. And like I said, you got people been out here all these 18 years, and they study saying ain't no money, and they can't get none, you know.
Like I said, they rather drink and smoke.
Yeah.
I'm out here. I'm watching it. I'm seeing it every day.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to put your being. The only habit we should have is working.
Amen.
Anything else? Hey, get a new habit.
Without a doubt.
That's all I can. That's my parting gift.
The only habit we
should have is working. I'm not putting nobody down for what they don't do. I'm just saying, if you don't have a job, just keep seeking. Don't stop. Don't sit on the couch and be on the computer looking for it. Get out. Go get it. We weren't doing that in the 80s.
We sure wasn't. We was out there getting it. Right. When you get off the couch. Right. Yeah, man. So I'm loving it, man. Glad you home, Bill. And we just going to let the viewers who ask you some questions to say a last word to you. And then we're going to chime out, you know. We're going to go back to Brian, 1337.
and I have him say some last words, and then we'll go over to Mr. Phil, and we'll close out the show, man. Great, great show tonight.
Well, Orville, you have a good one, and welcome home again. Continue to do good work, and just keep your head up. God opens
Thank
many
you.
Doors.
Thank you. Like I said before, I'm going to do my best to make everybody proud of me. Everybody that came to my public hearing that supported me, I'm telling you, I'm not going to disappoint them.
My man. We appreciate that, man. You know, so hey, without that further ado, and with that being said, we just want to thank all our viewers and all our guests who came on tonight. We want to thank everybody in our chat room, you know what I mean, Powerhouse Ministry, a friend of ours, you know, who runs the ministry at the Powerhouse. So we just want to give him a big shout-out for tuning in the chat room and everybody who's been in the chat room chatting with us tonight. So God bless, and I think we got one more person, Bill, before you leave. You got 3 more minutes, you know, and we just want to tune in. Caller, you on the air.
Rob Boyd.
Hey, what's good? Who this?
This is your brother.
Oh, what's Adam. Up, baby? How you doing? Yeah. Hey, that's my brother Mike right there. You know, that's my boy Phil. You know, we only got like
All
3
right,
more
Mike.
Minutes. To...
And I'm your sis.
How you doing, brother? I'm doing good. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing great as well.
I can't wait to see you in September.
Yeah, hey, you know, Orville just got out after doing 18 years, bro. You kind of missed the show, you know, and my niece is getting married in September. I'll put that out there on the radio show. My niece is getting married in September, and you missed the show. I know you said you got up late, but, yeah, Orville was telling his testimony tonight. He just got out of prison from serving 18 years, one of my homies who I grew up with from kids in Detroit. So he was just spreading the message to the youth, you know? So you
I wish I could have heard it. God bless him.
Yeah, ain't no doubt, man, you know? So I had to just text y'all a little earlier and let y'all know what time the show be coming on, you know? But just want to give a big shout-out.
We'll be listening.
Yeah, just want to give a big shout-out to my niece, you know, which is Mike's daughter. She getting married in September, and me and the wife can't wait to be there. We're going to be there with bells on.
We can't wait to see you. And I'm sorry I missed the show, and I won't miss it again.
Oh, that's right. Hey, tell Suz I said hello, man, and tell nephew and them I'll be calling y'all tomorrow, you know?
All right, we love you. We can't wait to see you.
Okay.
Take
All
care.
All right, well, we love you too, man. Be good now. Yeah, we had our late callers calling in, Bill, because we usually go 2 hours, but we know you had just got off work, and we put our way in with you, you know, and we thank
yeah.
you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for letting me share some of my story, man. Maybe next time I'll join in with somebody else, and I can listen to their story, and I'll just share some of mine again with them, you know.
We appreciate it, man, you know. So
yeah.
I'm going to let the missus have our last announcements like we always do on the show, but we would like for everybody who's, you know, listening tonight that has not joined the movement, we're asking you to join the movement to start educating these youths about gangs, drugs, and violence out here, and that there are alternatives besides that street life, because we all know that at the end of that journey is death or the penitentiary. There's nowhere around that. If you stay out there long enough, you know, you can ask anybody who's done been there and done that. So with that being said, I'll pass the mic to the missus, and God bless everybody for tuning in to the show tonight.
All right. We just want to thank you, Orville, for coming on the show and sharing your story. And we would love to have you come back another time. And,
Not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Go get
some food. Feed
that tummy.
Yeah. I am hungry.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening to my story as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon.
Please,
some
call
rest.
Me back.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And, bye-bye. We'd just like to remind everybody to get online and grab that book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, as well as Never Hit a Woman. You can get that at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And, you know, we just want to tell you once more as we leave tonight, you know, and all the youth and even some adults, you know, the streets don't love you back, and, you know, stay away from the wrong, the bad that's going to get you into trouble. You know, selling drugs and trying to be a gangbanger thug is just going to get you, you know, life in prison or in and out of jail, or it's going to get you killed. So, you know, we want you to get your education, and we want you to know that there are better things in life and that you can have a better life doing the right things. The fast way is not always the best way. So, you know, as we talked about before, and I know Phil hung up already, but we talked about microwaving food and how the pork or the roast not going to be very good in the microwave. Tastes a lot better cooking it slow in the oven. So take your time, do the right thing, make your life good. And we're going to go out tonight with a song, In Need of a Change, by LD out of Cincinnati. And we ask you to please join us next Wednesday night, same time, same place. And until then, have a great week. God bless.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't first come to see. And with my tears in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. And I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up with a train to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the cloud. Dropped to my knees and prayed I'd have a reason to smile. Was a young and looking hard, running around any street, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lost a weight, realized I didn't know it, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and rave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, bring my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Life. What you got. Don't be jealous of others. Do for your damn self.